Me hazır ne var neler gördü hazır kaysa greste burası o kadar küçük tutun iyi poştero hazır tutun
Poljska drugič. V ponedeljek smo v oddaji pod katedrom poslušali zahteve in obrazložitve poljskih protestnikov, ki so pred dobrim tednom zasedli Varšavsko univerzo. Danes se spet vračamo na Poljsko, kjer se je protestnikom v Varšavi pridružilo še veliko ostalih visokošolskih institucij. Kratka ponovitev, študentje na Poljskem protestirajo proti novi reformi visokega šolstva. Z nami je govoril Erik Mikušek-Le. Za začetek nam je povedal, da so v vladi že zelo hitro dejali, da nekatere zahteve študentov sprejemajo, vendar ni popolnoma jasno, katere.
So, first of all, I have to say that the ministry has acknowledged some of our demands, but we are not exactly sure which of them, because they are not really transparent, as our whole government is. We are not exactly sure, but Minister Govin said that, first of all, those university councils, which were one of the biggest problems about this bill, will not be made mostly of people from outside the university. That's one thing, but I'm not exactly sure which of those are going to be acknowledged. So I will just say our problems from before.
Sicer smo v ponedeljek že slišali, kateri del reforme je za študente sporen, vendar smo sogovorca prosili, da nam še enkrat razloži, zakaj je reforma tako problematična.
So first of all, one of the biggest problems about this bill is that the power of rector is going to be much higher than before, and also the newly made university council will also have a lot of power which will not be controlled much. They will have power to control planning of spending. They will oversee financial decisions and also plan those decisions. So that's a very big problem, because even though now probably they won't be mostly made of people from outside, it can still be political. And so that is very dangerous for universities, because it endangers our autonomy and democratic process in universities. So that's one thing. Secondly, this bill plans to further develop the management business management style of controlling universities. So then they will be judged by their efficiency. But the problem about efficiency in universities is that university doesn't only have to be efficient, but it also has a cultural value, ideas. It makes ideas, and also the business trends are. Right now, we're going to change in a year, 2 years. So then every decision that was made because of this trend will be old and inefficient in their own way. So that's a problem too. And also, Bill, in that idea that it's going to be managed with efficiency in mind, will also target smaller universities in Poland, which are going to be judged on their curriculum and their students. And even though they're right now they're underfunded, and they're going to be even more underfunded, so then they will be judged very badly. Then they will lose the title for university, and then they're going to be even worse in the eyes of the ministry, and they will lose even more funding, and then finally they might even diminish. Ministry also forgets about their cultural value, and also that people from those smaller cities often cannot go to the bigger university and study there because it's not cheap. So many people will lose the chance to actually learn.
Zanimalo nas je tudi, kako sploh poteka protest. Izvedeli smo, da so prejšnji teden študenti v Varšavi zasedli rektorat in da se kljub poizkusom varnostnikov niso umaknili. Z rektorjem so naknadno sklenili dogovor, da lahko protestirajo do jutrišnje sobote.
So after we came here, rector tried to push us with a force of security, university security, but we wouldn't go anyway. So we started negotiating with rector and we wrote an agreement about our protests. So it has been it has been a week since then, and we already renegotiated for our protest to go until this Saturday.
V nadaljevanju smo izvedeli, da se je protesta udeležilo ogromno visokošolskih institucij po celi Polski, ki so se protestom pridružile ta teden. Sodelujočih institucij je sedaj že preveč, da bi jih naštevali.
Yes, so right now some universities are protesting and some are occupying the universities. So right now our University of Forces occupying the university in Poznan. Adam Mickiewicz University is also occupying. Jagiellon University is also occupying. University of Gdańsk is also occupying. And Akademia Górnicza Hutnicza in Kraków also is occupying. I think if you go to our Facebook page, there should be a map with all those places in there, because I'm not. It will be too long to.
Zanimalo nas je tudi, kako o protestih poročajo mediji in na čigavi strani je javnost. Izvedeli smo, da državni mediji o protestnikih sicer pišejo izredno negativno, veliko medijev pa protestnike podpira. Javnega mnenja sogovorec ne pozna. Protestniki pa po podatkih socialnih omrežij sklepajo, da jih velik del javnosti podpira.
At the beginning there was almost no information media about us, but after protest the media is mostly positive, even though right-sided press is often on our side. Of course the government's own television is not on our side, which is obvious. But some press which we were just surprised that they were positive, they were sending positive messages about us. So I cannot tell about the public because I'm mostly here, so it's pretty hard to tell, but comments in the internet were very positive, and they're also part of Solidarność Mazowiecki region, and I can ask because it will be very. So Podlasie Solidarność is also with us, and also some other unions.
Za na konec nas je zanimalo, kakšne so napovedi. Kaj si organizatorji obetajo od protestov in zasedbe? Sogovorec nam je povedal, da je zaenkrat še težko reči, da pa bodo prihodni dnevi ključni in najpomembnejši.
It's very hard to tell, and it's the matter of this next day, so we are trying as hard as we can to actually overturn this, but we are not sure right now, but we are trying very hard, and we hope that we're going to go away.
Kot rečeno, naslednji dnevi bodo ključni za situacijo na Poljskem. Zaenkrat študentje na Varšavski in na ostalih univerzah ustrajajo pri protestih. Le čas pa bo povedal, če bodo lahko v svojem ustrajanju tudi uspešni. Poljski primer nas lahko veliko nauči. Točno to je smer, v katero bo šla tudi Slovenija, če se bo napad na avtonomijo šolstva nadaljeval. Zato je dobro, da se proti takšnim trendom borimo ne samo takrat, ko se realizirajo končni in očitni instanci, kot se dogaja na Poljskem, pač pa tudi že vnaprej. Poljaki se je tokrat družil Matija.
Hej, hej, sam sanja se ti, hej.
Šit, stari, veš, kjer je sanje. Bili smo na univerzi in je prišel dekan in je imel v rokah kost.
Kaj pa univerza? Veš, tisti feeling, ko si želiš, da bi bile samo sanje.